Is mindfulness bad for our children? Welcome to Mark and Pete. Here's a thought.
Monday's child gets a smack in the face when Tuesday's child is full of disgrace. Wednesday's child is still full of woe. Now Thursday's child has nowhere to go. If Friday's child is no longer loving and giving, it's because Saturday's child has stolen their living. And the child that is born on the Sabbath day has become belligerent and bad in every way. Now, giving teenagers mindfulness lessons at school to boost well-being is largely a waste of time, according to a major UK study. Now, what many pupils believe that this whole idea and methodology is just simply boring. But more importantly, researchers have said that the results, which were published in a journal called Evidence-Based Mental Health, are disappointing. Clergyman Pete, I ask you, what are your thoughts on mindfulness?
Well, mindfulness, which is a way of meditating or concentrating on being in the present, you know, what are you actually feeling, what are your actual emotions at the moment, that sort of thing, is a practice that has been in use over the years, including in Christian circles. And as a clergyman, I've come across it and different along with other different forms of meditation. And I think it does have its uses. It's the type of meditation and sometimes using prayer that I don't find useful. Don't need to go into why at the moment, because it's strangely, it's not all about me, at least not on this scale. Although as a clergyman, as you know, it usually is. No. But this idea of mindfulness being useful for children, I don't see it really. It seems to me that it's a too esoteric, I would say. It's taking you out of your normal way of thinking and making you focus too much on yourself. So when I said it's not all about me, I think that's something you need, something that is an issue for children. Don't make it all about them. You can be too introspective as a child anyway.
Yes. Well, what is normal? Because, of course, what we have to put in context is not just this study, but what actually a lot of teenagers and young people have gone through in the last 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Now, let's take the first part, which is what the researchers did, because hundreds of teachers and thousands of pupils at 85 different secondary schools took part in the experiment. Okay, an experiment, yes. They can often go wrong, can't they? Now, the point here is that the pupils were given a course of mindfulness lessons during the school term. They were asked to continue the technique at home, but very few did. Now, the co-researcher, Professor Mark Williams from Oxford University, said that on average, pupils only practiced mindfulness once over the 10-week course. Now, I wonder why that is. Let's set the context. Okay, we don't want to go necessarily deep into the actual course itself, because what I would be saying, Clergyman Pete, is look what pupils have gone through. They've gone through lockdowns. They've gone through restrictions. They've had their education disrupted. They've had their examinations disrupted. They've seen political chaos all around them. We're not exactly setting our next generation or even current generation up for the right way in which we want a good society. What do you think about this idea of mindfulness? Is it maybe that we just should get to some pragmatic disciplines rather than these weird ideas of mindfulness?
Yeah, I think that's exactly that. I think the problem with it is, I mean, that there is an element of truth in that, in its approach, in that, as I was saying earlier, mindfulness means being mindful of your own emotions, even your own breathing is a way into it, in fact. And this is a way that's used of to bring you into meditation. Now, the way that this is done, instead of simply saying that, be aware of that, and it's a way, actually, of once you become too aware of that, it produces a sort of, if you get into it, a sort of heightened reality. The way, for people, our listeners who haven't tried it, I can sort of compare it to when you go to a movie, and in order to make things seem weird, creepy, and scary, they amp up the sounds of, for example, a knife being drawn from its sheath, or even something innocent like a pen being drawn. You hear too much detail of it. Or for those who are familiar with the sort of YouTube video trend, ASMR videos where you hear too much detail, like people speak too closely to the microphone, and you get too much a heightened reality, and this allows you, the mind, to detach itself, hopefully, from worrying and all that sort of thing, which is the hope of mindfulness. But in that detachment, you do become a little set loose from your normal way of thinking, and that's where the danger comes in. So I do think that it's unhelpful, and it would be better instead to, I'll put it this way, it'd be better to have a chat with pupils about things they're interested in, and that's a better way for them to be,
yes,
to stop being worried, etc.
Just have
a normal chat would be better.
Well, indeed. And I'm going to come from this from a business angle, but it's purely under the, dare I say, for selfish reasons, because I'd like, you know, good talent to come into industry well-equipped, yeah, well-educated, with qualifications, but crucially with the right mindset. I think that perhaps people have sort of forgot this, which is maybe we need a bit of a reset in the sense of maybe the effort should be getting people back to some form of normal life. We have seen that effectively, let's hope not, but there are no more lockdowns. And what we want people to do is to go back to the ways that we know do actually do work very effectively, which is engagement in the right way, have people focused on the things which they should be doing, rather than stifle their innovations and their creative thinking. We've done too much damage, in my opinion, over the last 2 years for some people who perhaps are maybe taking a course direction, maybe moving away from certain subjects because they've really lost the momentum. If you think about those people who are going through certain types of education courses, you know, they didn't come out with the same levels of study that they would have had in years before. And I think that there is very much also a society issue. How have we really treated people? 2 years out of any young person's life in the way that they have been, stifled in this way, I think is quite damaging. And I think it's our responsibility to really course correct that. Now, of course, what we do want to know is that we do have young listeners as well. We would certainly welcome anyone who has gone through this as a school person, a teenager, who perhaps has sort of seen the challenges since we had the COVID pandemic. What do they think? Because I'd really like to sort of understand their thinking about where they sit in society today. And to me, I think as adults, those people who are teachers, government, businesses, I think there's something now where we really need to take a bit more responsibility for this. Because I think that for those people who are trying to make their way in society, we haven't really set them up in the right way. What do you say, Clergyman Pete?
Yes, I think that's exactly what I think we need to hear from young people who've had these experiences. I think what I really want them to do is to go to markandpete.com and leave a comment. You need to sign up, but that's easy enough, takes a moment. And while you're there, you might as well binge listen to the past episodes. We find, actually, looking back, that people listen to more older episodes than even the present ones. So you might find yourself doing that. But before you do that, leave us a comment, because we need to hear from you, and be mindful of the fact that we may well reply to your comments. But that's I guess that's it from us at Mark and Pete for this episode. Catch you next time.